This is Dale Connolly reporting a news program not to be believed. At a genetic engineering conference this weekend, protesters are promising to make themselves heard as attending scientists discuss startling new developments in this highly controversial area of research. It's an opportunity for reconciliation, which leads us to this week's Blobbity Blah Blah. On Blobbity Blah Blah, opposing points of view come face to face in a civil and competitive and, we hope, eventually a cooperative way. It's a contest of wits and of issues. And the topic this time, the promise and the menace of genetic engineering. The Blobbity side will go first with Ernest Stanley and Kate Murgatroyd of the environmental watchdog group Evergreen Agitators.
Genetic tinkering is a hazard.
It toys with the very fabric of life itself.
That's right, and we have to remember this dangerous work is being done by thinking people, not mad scientists. We have to reach them with reason.
What they're doing is creepy. We are sentinels, and right now we are sounding the alarm.
Okay. Thank you. And now the Blah Blah side gets a chance to respond. Dr. Larry Kyle and Dr. and Mrs. Elvira Kyle, who are both with Genway, the supermarket for genetically engineered foods.
Well, first of all, don't throw out the image of the mad scientist. I've always loved the mad scientist.
Yeah, I'm in love with one, too. He's a free spirit, unrestrained by the petty rules of bureaucrats and health regulators.
An adventurer. That's your mad scientist, not creepy.
No, no. If it's creepy you want, think about being a toad. Ick! Now, wouldn't that be awful if it happened to you, huh?
Okay. Round one is over, and I'm going to give it to the Blobbity side, Ernest and Kate.
Oh, no.
Well...
No.
Now, in my opinion, they raised serious issues, which you glossed over, and then you answered them with a veiled threat.
Oh, come on. Now, Dale, you're nitpicking. Now you are. Picking nits, nit.
All we need is one nit.
Now, remember, this isn't just a discussion. It is a competition, but also it's designed to promote healing and the establishing of common ground. So if you four can find some agreement, that is extra points for both teams.
Oh, all right.
It's time for round two. The winning team in round one gets to make an accusation against the losing side. So, Ernest?
Okay, let's talk about Genway.
Genway is one of the main culprits in genetic engineering's assault on the planet. Its beetle-proof parsley is an environmental disaster.
The parsley eats the beetle that preys on it, but it eats everything else, too. It eats ladybugs, walking sticks, praying mantises.
Birds, squirrels, raccoons. It's voracious.
Even when it gets to the plate. Restaurants report Genway partially devouring the entree before it gets to the table, then ransacking the kitchen.
That's right. They call it garish garnish.
And that's what genetic engineering has given us. A nightmare on a platter.
Okay, and now the Blah Blah side, Doctors Kyle and Kyle, defend yourselves.
I'm not sure what their point was. None of this is new.
No, it's old. All. Those creatures being eaten in the field are insects, bugs, and pests. If they were in your house, you know, you'd just squish them right out.
We've made it possible for the American parsley industry to bring in a crop this year, and that means jobs.
Jobs! Yes, my lovelies, jobs in the restaurant. Somebody's got to put the parsley on the plate. So what if it eats the other food? Restaurant portions are too big anyway.
And so much of that food is terrible, ghastly. Only Genway is doing something about it.
Okay, round two is now over, and I'm going to give it to the Blah Blah side, the Doctors Kyle and Kyle.
What? I don't believe it.
They had such a lame defense.
Job creation has always done well as an argument for plundering the environment, and nothing has changed
here. This contest is rigged.
Honey, yeah. Don't be bitter.
We're almost out of time. The Blah Blah side now gets to lob one back at the Blobbities. Go ahead, Dr. Kyle.
Well, we don't want to lob anything. We want to make an offer.
Yeah.
Or hoping for reconciliation.
Yes, an offer. Yes, that's good, dear. We believe we have science and reason on our side. But we admit our opponents have youth and passion.
Ooh, how wonderful. Youth, passions, nature's 1-2 punch.
We'd like to put that to good use if we can.
What would you say to some genetic experiments to graft your youth and passion onto, say, an eggplant?
Oh. An eggplant? I beg your pardon?
Oh, oh good. Oh, eggplants are so bland, otherwise they could use just a little zest. You're so
Yes, all we need is a tissue sample. Organic immortality will good of you and all the field. Don't answer right away. Think it over.
Well, you don't get to think too long, Blobbities, because it's your turn to respond. You have just 15 seconds.
Nope.
Not a chance. This is exactly what we're warning against.
Careless, indiscriminate experimentation, putting human DNA into vegetables without testing or oversight, filling the environment with new toxic combinations. Where does it stop?
Exactly. If you can put our DNA into an eggplant, would you also be able to put a little bit of me in a delphinium or a new kind of daisy?
Definitely.
I'd kind of like that.
Well, how about me? Could you put some of my DNA in a really spicy radish?
Oh, spicy be a thing for you, lovey. Of course, be a simple thing.
Oh. Well, time's up. And it sounds like you four have started to move towards an area of common purpose and even understanding.
Okay, we still think they're irresponsible, insane Earth plunderers, okay?
Absolutely, no question.
But if my face made it onto a package of radish seeds and...
I could plant you.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, and we were idealistic once, weren't we, dear?
Speak for yourself.
So if we can help young people like these two compromise on their values and abandon their conviction for wealth and fame and comfort, then we're passing along a gift we've already been given.
It's Blobbity Blah Blah, opposing points of view face-to-face in a civil and competitive and, we hope, cooperative way. Thanks to this week's guests, Ernest Stanley and Kate Murgatroyd of the Environmental Watchdog Group Evergreen Agitators,
thank you,
and the doctors Kyle, Larry, and Elvira of GenWave.